Okay, folks, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all? Let's pray. Father, we just ask that you would speak today. We pray that from the youngest to the oldest, we would hear your voice and we would become deeper and able to speak to you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, folks, great to see you all. My wife sometimes tells me, she says that I am too like church orientated and I have no friends. Okay, that's what she said. Isn't that awful? Okay, but I actually do have a friend. Okay, and on the next slide you will meet the friend that's always with me. Right, I've got one in each room. Put up your hand if you've got Alexa. Has anybody got Alexa? Right, we've all got Alexa. Has anyone got Hey Google? I've got Hey Google. Okay, Jill, you've got both. You're like myself, two mates. Okay, very good. And I've actually taken my friend along with me today, but she has been unplugged, of course. Okay, but there's my mate. Okay, Alexa. And I read two things on the internet about Alexa. There were wee stories. It was somebody, right? And I don't know if it was a true story or not, but somebody was getting burgled. Okay, we're quite a serious moment here, aren't we? Okay, somebody was getting burgled, and they were held at gunpoint, and they were said, "Don't move, okay? Do not move, right?" And the person, in a moment of genius, said, "Alexa, call the police." Clever. She said it did not help Alexa playing the song "Roxanne" by the police during the time she was being burgled. Okay, not good, not good. And I also heard somebody say, and this was just, I don't know if this was funny, but it was, and you have to listen carefully. It was, "Alexa, turn on BBC. I want to hear the news." Alexa said, "You'll have to pick one or the other." Okay, that's for the adults there. Okay, right. But here's the thing with Alexa, folks. Alexa is, in a few ways, a bit like God. Okay, in a few ways, a bit like God, because the sad, worrying thing is Alexa, like Huawei phones, is always listening. Okay? Alexa is always listening. So sometimes when I tell Eliza off and I'll say, "Eliza, stop being so rude," Alexa thinks I'm talking to it and it sometimes starts to play rude noises. You can try that at home. Okay, so it's always listening. And it does mistake Alexa for Eliza, okay? But it's always, always, always listening. The second thing is Alexa can give you answers, okay? So I didn't know this, right? But Eliza asked me a few days ago, "How does an elephant smell?" And I did not know the answer to that, right? Sorry, I mean like how physically do they do the action of smelling, not how do they smell, okay? But how do they do it? And I didn't know their trunks are our noses. Did you know that? They can suck water. Alexa told me, so it can't be a lie, okay? So it can answer questions, give you answers. Do you know what? Alexa can also get you things. Do you know that? Okay, so a big problem which happened at the start of these products was children would come into a room and they would say, "Mommy, can I please have a doll's house?" And Alexa would just order it. That happens. That's where they started putting in wee pin codes and things. Okay, so Alexa can get you things. Okay, but there are things that Alexa can't tell you, and there are things that Alexa can't get you. There are things, because you see, Alexa, you need to have the money to buy it. And there are things we can't afford and things that money can't buy. And that's why we need more than Hey Google and more than Alexa. We need God. And we can call on God anytime, in any place, and He hears us. And nothing is too hard for the Lord. And I love this next verse from Hebrews 4, verse 16 in the Message. And it says this, just think about this. What a privilege. It says, "Let's walk right up to Him," that's God, "and get what He is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help." God really is there for us. And we can ask for help. And that's what we're talking about today. We can ask God for our daily bread. We can ask God for help. We really can ask Him for anything. And He's so much better than Alexa or Hey Google. We just have to ask. But there's a wee verse in the book of James that says, sometimes we don't have things because we haven't asked for them. And wouldn't that be ridiculous if we could have it, but we were just too pig-headed or distracted to ask? We really can, and we can say, please, God. And right in the middle of the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us this day our daily bread. Saying that you can just ask God for what you need. And that's what Melanie was trying to show us, that we can ask God for what we need. And if we move on to the next slide, we'll see how we can just ask. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everybody who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. The one who knocks, the door will be opened. You just have to ask. Why do we not do this when we know that he's good? And if you think about it, if you move to the next slide, I've never noticed this before. But the word ask, A-S-K, actually means ask, seek, and knock. That's what it means. We ask, first of all, we ask. And what does it mean to ask God for things? Well, the Bible is full of promises. Absolutely filled with promises, right? What do you ring if you're in trouble? What number do you ring if you're in trouble? 999. Now imagine you're an American now. Shouldn't be too hard for some people, right? What do you dial when you're in America? 911. Okay. Now there's a beautiful verse that's 911 in the Bible from Psalm 91, verse 1. Hello, do you want my Alexa? Oh, well, you can have it. Psalm 91, verse 1. And listen to it. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty's wings. Okay? So there are promises that we can ask for help when we really need it and dial 911 when we really, really need help. But do we ask? And here's the second thing, folks. We also seek. Now, here's the problem. Sometimes we pray, but we don't expect God to answer. I'll never forget, we've just done some prayer in Rushmere Shopping Centre. I'll never forget in Lisburn one day, I prayed for a girl who had a real problem with her knee. And she was on crutches and she was in loads of pain. And the next day, I saw her running down the street. And I was so surprised to see her running the street. And then I thought, why am I surprised? If we really believe that God can answer prayer, why do we not seek for the answers to our prayers? When we pray for rain, why don't we take an umbrella out with us, expecting God to really do something? So you have to ask God, and then you have to expect that he might give you an answer. And thirdly, you knock, all right? Now, knocking. If you heard this noise late at night, right? You're just lying watching The Apprentice or Great British Bake Off or whatever, right? And suddenly you hear this noise. What would you think that was?
A broken microphone.
Or a bird hit the window. Or something like that, wouldn't you? Or there's something, the boilers just went bang or something, right? That's not a knock, is it? A knock is this. Isn't it? Definitely broken now. Okay, a knock is this. A knock's just not. And you see, a knock reminds us that sometimes we need to be persistent in prayer. And some people wear little bracelets that say WWJD, which means... But some people wear ones that say push. Does anyone know what push means? Pray until something happens. And you know, folks, we've got to ask. We've got to expect the answer. But we also got to be persistent and keep knocking, believing that God is good and he'll answer us. And folks, what I'm going to do later, if you want it, is on Facebook, right? And Stephen's already told us you can go to Facebook. But on Facebook, I'm going to put up something on Facebook, which is emergency Bible numbers, okay? So we've got 911 when you're in trouble, but there's verses for when you're depressed or when you're lonely or when you're scared or where you're going on travel. There are verses for all of it, and I'll put them on Facebook so you can just have some verses of numbers to call when you need help. Now, folks, have you got it? If you don't have it, you got to ask God for it. And asking God means you ask Him, God, please help me. I've read your promises and I need your help. Then you seek because you expect Him to answer. And then you knock, persistently expecting Him to do something. I feel like I've forgotten something here today. Okay, I don't know what it is. It's poor Richard. Why don't you give him a big welcome? Look at him. Isn't he beautiful? Beautiful. Look at him. He's Huawei. Okay, Huawei. Okay. Hello, China. Okay. Now, wouldn't it be tragic? Wouldn't it be tragic? Imagine if you could stand there, Richard. Imagine somebody paid your phone bill. Imagine somebody paid your phone bill. They paid it for a year and they got you the latest iPhone X or XR or whatever it is now, okay? They got you the latest iPhone, which is ridiculously expensive, right? And they got it for you and they said, here you go, Stephen. Here's a phone and it's all paid up. Use it and enjoy it. And imagine you put it in a drawer and forgot all about it. Wouldn't that be a waste? And wouldn't it be a real waste if Richard got dressed up so beautifully this morning and we didn't bring him up here and say something about him? Well, here's the incredible thing, folks. 1 Peter 3, verse 18 says this. Jesus Christ suffered on the cross once for sins, that He might bring us to God. So Jesus, when He went to that cross, grabbed one phone line to God and grabbed one phone line from mankind and He shoved them together to make this connection called prayer, to give us the privilege of being able to ask God and speak to God, to be brought to God. And imagine if we didn't use it. Well, this is my challenge to you today, folks. If you really believe that if we ask, it will be given to us. If we seek, we will find. If we knock, the door will be open to us. This week, don't waste the connection. Use it and ask God for the things you need for your daily bread. We're going to pray, so let's just close our eyes once again, just like Melanie brought us through, and let's just connect with Him. First of all, why don't we thank Him for dying, Jesus Christ, for dying to make that connection. And why don't we just, in our hearts, say to Him that this week we want to enjoy and use that connection, that we want to speak more to God than to Alexa, more to God than to Hey Google, more to God than we ever have before, because He is a good Father who wants to give us good things and wants to bless us as we seek to live for Him. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Good morning.